You know how we're constantly be told by the Met and other forces that crime rates are coming down, and we're a little bit sceptical about it. There's a little bit of massaging we fear for political reasons. Well, fair play to the Cornish police for being absolutely open and upfront about some truly disastrous spikes in the statistics on their patch. I'm focusing on a small village, in fact, in Cornwall, which, well, this isn't a word I use lightly. It's just seen its crime rate go up by infinity. Andy Ballantyne is live on the scene for us. Andy, tell us more.
Well, basically, I'm here in the tiny seaside village of Port Curnow. Now, it's regarded as one of the safest corners of Britain. We're only a few miles away from Land's End. It boasts a beach, a museum, and even an open-air theatre.
The Minack Theatre.
Exactly, yeah. And only a handful of permanent residents and a small post office. And during the whole of 2013, there were no recorded crimes or no recorded offences to police.
Zero.
But on the night of May the 31st, that changed. Yep, zero. What? Zero offences during the whole of 2013.
Oh, my gosh.
May the 31st, that'll change, though. Unfortunately, the crime rate soared after thieves broke into two cars. Their first was a van belonging to a local plant hire company, but despite damaging the back door with a crowbar, fortunately, the crooks couldn't force their way inside. So they then turned their attention to a 15-year-old Citroen Estate parked next to it. They smashed a window and they tore out an obsolete radio. But police say that they couldn't have been very smart because the owner had actually left the doors unlocked.
What's the atmosphere like in the village? Are people frightened to step outside now?
They're actually quite scared because, you know, there's a serious point to this, and the fact is that crime is very rare down here. You don't hear about it in Port Curnow at all, and I've been speaking to the neighbourhood police community support officer, and he said this might not be considered unusual elsewhere, but people here, they just don't expect it. And it may have only been two crimes, but it's too many, and they're keen to hear from anyone who may have information about what happened on May the 31st.
Well, it's possible that the culprits have absconded to the big smoke, of course. They could be hiding out here in London, so we'll be keeping our eyes peeled, certainly. What else do you think the authorities might do, Andy Ballantyne? Could you imagine a curfew being imposed?
We can't imagine, but I know that for definite they're knocking on the residents' homes and they're saying, please lock your vehicles at night and please, you know, make sure that your keys are safe as well until the culprit is found.
The 15-year-old Citroen Estate that was the source of this astonishing spike from zero to infinity was not being careless or trusting of his fellow man, his fellow Cornish man. He was readying the car to be scrapped. That's why he'd left the door open, I believe.
That's correct. He was so nonplussed about it that basically, yeah, and the car was due to be scrapped that he decided that there was no threat of it being broken into, so he left the doors unlocked. But unfortunately for him, it wasn't a very smart idea. These particular thieves, they smashed the window and caused more damage that way.
Finally, Andy, obviously tourism is a huge source of income to Cornwall. Are there any worries that this might put visitors off?
Well, I mean, the car park can hold about 200 cars, and it was pretty full. So I don't think it's having any effect. It's a beautiful sunny day, temperatures are 23 degrees down here, and we've one of the best beaches just down the end of the road. I think everyone will be heading there and not necessarily too worried about the crime rate of Port Curnow.